big welcome to Sunday's Thing on L&R. Thanks, Jimbo. It's my go now for 4 hours today. At Ferris wheel, starting us off, I know you well. By now you should know L&R well. We've got lots of information to give to you today. So, please listen till about 10 o'clock tonight, won't you? My name, once again, is... Which was a bit of missed out before. So stay tuned, lots of information, including a few golden oldies like this one from Thunderclap Newman. This is something which Jim Brown and Alan Stacey and Peanut Kenny are prone to. It's called Accidents. I'll tell you more about that later. At such of the golden years there on L&R this afternoon, it's Thunderclap Newman at 6.5 minutes past the hour. Something called Accidents. You'll notice we are better quality today. May I apologise for transmissions all day yesterday? We have done away with that transmitter. It's an absolute failure. No, actually, that transmitter is back in the repair workshop and will be modified next week for 254 metres. So next week, definitely a promise, we will be on 254 and 234 simultaneously. There's a little technical dispute going on in the studio now. We're trying to decide for next week whether to stick to 234 metres or move on to the more superior 254 metres, which of course is great for nighttime listening. You probably noticed on 234 transmissions are good till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then hey up, whistles. When the Russians and the Afghans and the Chinese and the Czechoslovakians start interfering with the wavelengths. So anyway, this should be announcements in the course of today. We will definitely be deciding on our future wavelength today. It'll either be 234, 231, 254 or 257. With the preference to 254 or 257 metres, which is about 20 miles up the band. And then you can enjoy L&R all day and all night. L&R will also very soon be going on to 48 hours transmission, starting Friday night. And finishing about midnight on the Sunday night. Imagine that. As for the VHF transmitter which we keep promising you, well, we've got to confess, the problem is we can't get a we've got the VHF transmitter, we've in fact got the stereo VHF transmitter, which is great, but we can't get both the VHF and the medium wave to work simultaneously from one place. They have a habit of interacting anyway. Don't worry about those problems for the moment. If you wish to write to L&R in any way whatsoever, the mailing address is 71... Asheville Road, Wolsey on Merseyside. That's RE71 Asheville Road on Merseyside. Pressing buttons here like mad. Here's something now from David Bowie called Shapes of Things. That's from the Pin-Ups album from David Bowie. It's called Shapes of Things, which is thinking, and that was performed by the Yardbirds, wasn't it? Oh, my clever. It's 15 and a half minutes past the hour. I have got a special message for all Dave Simpson fans later on, so keep listening. All you millions of Dave Simpson fans who are into pirate radio, listen to L&R today. We've got some good news for you.
Listen to the music.
It doesn't matter to me.
They're bread taken from bread's golden grates. That's it, don't matter to me. The reason I'm laughing here is that our very own Peanut Kenny's having a field day in his brand new studio. Anyway, I think he's into it now. He's all right now, I think. We've got a brand new studio here, which is equipped ready for stereo transmissions, we hope, next week. So stay tuned. The only button I don't understand, hang on, is this one? What was this one, though, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I'm not really impressed with that at all. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it's only an echo machine. Now, what does this button do? Great. And what about this one? Great. Fantastic. But that's some music, you fool. Utterly amazing. The Better Nights there from an album called Live in Trouble and History of a Pop Star. I'm going to attempt to find the Space Oddity version of that later on. Meanwhile, Grant Simmons, are you listening? Well... Grant Simmons of Three Palm Grove, Clortonburg and Merseyside.
fuck, forgive me.
To Dandy Avis, Andy Randy, or Randy Pandy.
Hey,
dear Andy, this letter is written under the pretense of answering your daft competition, so I'd better start with that. I think you opened... No, I'm telling you opened a bag of crisps, an Epsom. I'll have any 71 albums from the top 75. I don't know if that BBC Metal Explosion album is a double or single one, but I'll have it anyway, for starters. Excuse the squiggle, but I just saw how bad my handwriting was. I'm glad to see you're playing rock music again, and I'm even gladder, gladder, to see that poor old Keep Nuts Nenny, i.e. Peanut Kenny, who never got a job on RNI after all, has been offered a spot on Eleanor. By the way, what do you call... No, I'm not reading that one out. No way. On to another point. Oh, this isn't going to be good. Your medium wave transmitter is dead weird. There's something wrong with your upper sideband. I had to tune just below the carrier to get decent reception. That's all right, Grant. Got another one today. We're sorting that weird transmitter out for next week for 254. Okay. Also, what else to say? Also, you and MAR appear to interact and produce interference around 210 metres. On this subject, could you or someone else write me a line to tell me about the DJ station, transmitter, power aerial, and the like? Also, could you tell me your approximate location? Nothing accurate is necessary. I am trying to calibrate my RX, you say. I've enclosed an SAE for the purpose. Thanks a lot. Bye for now. Grant Simmons. PS, any stickers? PPS, please read letter, etc. on Sunday. PPS, how's John Fish? Double PS, are you sure there's no stickers? And triple PS, E equals MC squared, where C equals the velocity of light. Thanks, Grant. That's Grant Simmons of Three Palm Grove, Claughton, Birkenhead, Merseyside. I shall do what you ask, sir. Thanks for the letter. Do you like me on my electronic organ? This is something from Donovan called Ride a Smile. From a wonderful album by Donovan called Seven Tees. As in number seven. That's something called Ride a Smile, just getting on to almost half past the hour. May Eleanor take this opportunity of thanking the amazing Robin Blythe. His appearance yesterday, he'll also be on again tonight between 5 and 6. Without the whistle this time, we hope. So there we are then, some news there for all Robin Blythe fans. Robin will be on again tonight between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Good afternoon.
It's 33:33, which is 33 minutes and 33 seconds past the hour. Radio Eleanor coming to you today on 234 metres on the medium wave, which is 1299.000 kilohertz on the AM band.
Good afternoon.
And my name is Andy. If you wish to write to me or any of the other guys on Radio Eleanor, our mailing address is 71 Ashville Road, Walsingham, Merseyside. And stay tuned to Jimbo this afternoon, who will be supplying you with your phone-in.
Something like this.
Meanwhile, the live version of 10cc's Wall Street Shuffle. They were 10cc from the live album Wall Street Shuffle. It's 37 and a half minutes gone, Mr. Show. If some nasty people should raid us today and take away Eleanor from you, may I take this opportunity of wishing you all a...
Merry Christmas.
On Radio Eleanor. Anyway, right now on... I have got you some sensational news. Just to say that the pirate radio DJ of all time, that's Dave Simpson, with his pirate radio show, will be joining Eleanor next week. Starting next Saturday, probably between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So that's all news for Dave Simpson fans. 18 and a half minutes before the air, that's George Harrison there with a sound effect. That's all about this guitar. Second time round, let me remind all you pirate radio fans, Dave Simpson will be joining Radio Eleanor as of next Saturday. Dave will be on between 12 and 1, I believe, Saturday and Sunday. If you're listening, Dave, I'll be sending you your jingles and your adverts and all your literature to practice and mess about with. So we're all looking forward to Dave Simpson next week on Radio Eleanor 234 and 254.
I speak